Luke 9:61. I will follow. I want to talk to you about how the Lord is looking for laborers who will follow wholeheartedly after Him. In the book of Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, we see the cost of discipleship. I want to read you this entire section of scripture. It's a little lengthy, hang in there, but I believe you'll be blessed. Verse 57, Now it happened as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Verse 60, Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Verse 62, But Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. God is looking for laborers who will wholeheartedly follow after him. How do I know that? Because if you look down a few verses, in Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus said, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. In our section of scripture, we see three people saying to Jesus that they will follow him. The Bible doesn't record whether or not they eventually do follow Jesus, but I believe that it alludes to that they do not. First, Jesus says that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I believe that Jesus was telling this particular person that there is a cost for following me. In other words, you're not going to have a home to be comfortable in. We are going to wander from village to village preaching the kingdom of God. The next person says, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus replies, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Jesus wasn't being mean here. It wasn't that this person's father had just died and was waiting to be put in the ground, but it was alluding to that let me first wait and get my inheritance when my father dies, and then I will seek after you, Jesus. The third person says, Let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Well, Jesus replied, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This reminds me of Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. Recall the story of Lot's wife. When they were fleeing from the judgment that was coming down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, she looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. In Luke chapter 17, verse 32, Jesus tells us to remember Lot's wife. And I believe it's another reminder here, in verse 62 of Luke chapter 9, that in order to follow Jesus, we must be willing to forsake all. Now, that doesn't mean that you go and get a divorce to your spouse or that you totally leave your children abandoned. But I believe God is saying here, you're either with me or you're against me. You're all in or you're all out. It's up to you to make that decision. Let's check out some people who are all in with Jesus. If you turn to the book of Matthew chapter 4 and look at verses 19 through 20, the Bible says, Then he, that's Jesus, said to them, Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Then in verse 21, he calls James and John, and look at their reaction in verse 22. The Bible says, And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus called, they forsook it all, and they followed wholeheartedly after Jesus. If you know and study the lives of the disciples found in the Gospels and in the book of Acts, you know that everything wasn't perfect hunky-dory with them while they were living sold out for Jesus. They did face trials and tribulations. So where's the encouragement in all of that? Here it is. We are not living for this earth. We are living for the life after. We are living for the kingdom of God. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. The more radically we live for Jesus here on this earth, the greater rewards, the greater treasures we're going to have in heaven. God is a rewarder of our labor. He is calling you today to say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow." Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I choose to follow wholeheartedly after you this day. May I never look back, but run with endurance the race that is set before me. Please use me in a whole new way, Lord. Fill me and empower me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.